This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Back with the eye. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we are scheduled to be joined by a real cool guy. This guy I worked with at Motor Trend. He was actually my supervisor. He was executive editor of the magazine when I was there, but he was there long before me, and he is no longer there, as many other good people are no longer part of that team. But Matt Stone is an author. He's written, I don't know how many books, I've lost count, 10, 15, 20, something like that. He's also a great photographer. He also was used by the Speed Channel and the Velocity Channel as a color commentator at the Barrett Jackson Auctions for years until they made some changes there. And the latest book is a really cool one. It's called Hot Rod Empire. It's the story of Robert E. Peterson and the creation of the world's most popular car and motorcycle magazines. And what magazines are we talking about? We're talking about Hot Rod Magazine first in 1948. We're talking Motor Trend in 1949. This gentleman, Mr. Peterson, built a publishing empire, literally from nothing. In the end, when he sold the company off, he had 75 different titles, mainly focused on specialty things. He had, you know, he had motorcycle magazines, he had boating magazines, he had gun magazines, he had bride magazines, he had magazines about every subject under the sun. And back then, it was worth a lot of money, and he sold it for a mighty, mighty big price. I believe it was $1 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars. While I was in Motor Trend, it went through many different owners. First, it was a British company called EMAP. They were okay. Then came Prime Media. They were actually very good. Then came the evil ones. Yes, the evil ones that held it for a while. We won't even bother to tell you their names. And now, of course, Motor Trend is a part of the family of products held by the Discovery Network, the Discovery Channel, because Motor Trend has got so many subscribers to their videos. I mean, 5-6 million subscribers. They have a paid subscription as well as a free subscription model, and this is big, and it started out very innocently, and all of a sudden they realized they could make money off this, and then they ended up pouring just tons of money and people into this, and now they've got a really solid lineup of shows. And now if you go to the Motor Trend channel, you can see other Velocity shows, including my friend Wayne Carini of Chasing Classic Cars fame. His show is on there. Imagine a bunch of other magazines. Imagine a bunch of other automotive TV shows are on there as well. So we're scheduled to be joined by Matt Stone. He is in California, in suburban Los Angeles. But Mackenzie tells me he's not answering the bat phone at home. And he should know that it's me calling on the bat phone. But he's a California guy. He's a California dude. And that means he's a little laid back. So he's probably out cruising around in one of his nice cars. He doesn't own a ton of cars. But he owns a really cool Shelby Mustang. He owns a really cool Porsche 911. And that's it. He's owned a ton in his lifetime. Cars that I wish I had the opportunity to own. You ever do that? You ever think about, you know, what could have been, what might have been? The older you get, at least I do. I think about choices that I made and consequences of those choices. If you're young, like Mackenzie, he just turned 21, so congratulate him on that. He's got his whole life ahead of him. But if you're in your 40s or your 50s or your 60s or your 70s, it's a little bit different, and it's a much harder world than it was 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. My own profession here is under attack. I worked for Motor Trend for 10 years. I was their radio host. I was also a writer and editor for the magazine. I also had a blog, which was called Radioactive, for the magazine. I also did streaming video in the really early days, live on MotorTrend.com. We did some from the SEMA show in Las Vegas and a couple of other venues, and they chose three people. They chose Angus McKenzie, the editor-in-chief of Motor Trend, later chief creative officer of the entire Motor Trend group, and Gene Jennings, the world-famous Gene Lindemuge, she used to be called before she was married, and she was with Car and Driver originally, and she, along with David E. Davis, started Automobile Magazine back in 1986, and I was reading these magazines when I was a kid and a young guy, and I never thought I'd reach a place in my life where I could meet these people, interview these people, become friends with these people. These are legendary people. But the magazine business is not what it used to be. All you have to do is go to the newsstand, pick up Time magazine these days. It's about as thin as a pamphlet. I mean, literally, there used to be car brochures printed in the 1970s that are thicker than some weekly magazines that are being printed today. Everybody's going online. Everybody's reading their content online, and that's all fine and good. But there's different stakes in play when it has to do with advertising compared to traditional print advertising, which was a very lucrative business, hence the number of magazines. I mean, you go to the airport, you fly in someplace, and before you're getting on a plane, maybe you're like me and you'll buy a magazine or two, and you'll see, whoa, there are a lot of magazines still out there, but there are a lot of magazines that are just hanging by threads. And who's to blame for this too? Bloggers. And, you know, I don't have any fault with any particular blog or any particular blogger. I mean, some of them have gone on to work at real legitimate publications like Motor Trend. My good friend there at Motor Trend, Johnny Lieberman, was a big-time blogger with, I think, Autoblog or something like that. And we found him and said, hey, this guy can actually write. Unlike a lot of people that have blogs, a lot of people can throw up a website here in 2019, get a domain, and then proclaim to the world that they are an expert, even if they have no experience whatsoever. But they can present themselves, and they can get all the other social media accounts, and they can get all kinds of followers. You can even pay. There are folks in India right now that you can pay American dollars to that will get you so many followers, so many subscribers. I know a guy who's based out of Arizona who has a automotive website. He doesn't have any readers. Nobody even knows who the blazes this guy is. But he's got a lot of money. And so he's paid these Indian companies to make it look like he's got a lot of followers. The reality, the guy's a joke. There's a lot of people out there in the business world of automobiles and media. It's maybe I sound bitter. Well, I am. I'm bitter because I've spent my entire life doing this, and I've seen it go from one thing to the other. I love doing Auto World. I started it in 1992 while I was doing another radio job, and it was a hobby in the beginning, and it became my full-time job. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to rant and rave some more about what's going on in the automotive media and how you can help out. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you'd like to talk anything in the realm of automobiles, I'm here for you. With Bob at Auto World Radio. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Gotta keep moving on. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are back. We are live. Thank you very much for being here. We're having some fun here. We were expecting to be chatting with Matt Stone, the author of a wonderful new book called Hot Rod Empire. Robert E. Peterson, the creation of the world's most popular car and motorcycle magazines. It's an American success story. That's one thing I've been very fortunate enough to travel around. I didn't start traveling till I was late in life. I didn't I'll tell you the truth. I never flew until I was 39 years old, but I sure as blazes made up for it, because I, during my motor train years, I went to tons of car introductions and shows and saw stuff that I never ever thought that I would ever see. You know, I never expected to see far away from Needham, Massachusetts, where I grew up, but I got to see and got to meet icons, including this gentleman who's the subject of this book, Robert E. Peterson, and his wife, Margie. Robert E. is passed on, and of course leaves his legacy as the magazines that are still being sold today, Hot Rod and Motor Trend, and of course he's the guy that put up all the money. Just about all the money for the Peterson Museum. There were other people that contributed, but even in recent years, his widow gave like $20 million or so just to give him a little shot in the arm. If you're ever in the Los Angeles area, check out the Peterson Museum. I haven't been there since they did it over, and it looks weird. There's no other way to say it. I personally think they made a terrible mistake by putting the cladding on the outside of the building. They were trying to make something really, really cool, and it's these kind of wavy sheets of aluminum, and they do look cool for right now. They look cool, but I don't know about 4 or 5 years from now if they're going to look so cool. I think they're going to look back and say, I don't know if we should have done this, but they did it. And they also redid the interior of the museum. It is one of the best auto museums in the country. I used to be at Motor Trend. We were only about two or three blocks down the street towards Beverly Hills. So we used to do some various events there. And then there was the yearly fundraising gala that was always fun. And in attendance were a lot of car people, a lot of movie star car people, some of the more unusual ones that I met. Let's see, Phyllis Diller. How do you like that? Does anybody out there even know who Phyllis Diller is? Well, Phyllis Diller was a famous female comedian. And you know, she was a big deal in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s. And then she started getting up there in age by the time the 1980s rolled around, 1990s. I met her in the 1990s or early 2000s. She's a car person. Yeah, I met her at the Peterson Gala. Lonnie Anderson. Here's a name from the past. Burt Reynolds' girlfriend. The woman who was one of the stars of WKRP in Cincinnati. I met her at the Peterson Gala, and she is a car person. Of course, lots of musicians, and they've had a number of different themed exhibits about musicians and their cars. There's a synergy that goes together. Usually, whether you're a rock and roller, or whether you're a country artist, whether you're a rap artist, or an R&B artist, or jazz artist, there's a good chance that you're a car person, especially in the hot rod section, especially in the classic rock area. Those tend to be the ones that that really collect the muscle cars and the exotic cars, and in certain cases specialize, like my great friend Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, who collects hot rods. He has them built. They're one of a kind, absolutely one of a kind, and they're stored in the vault of the Peterson Museum when he is not around or wants to use one of those vehicles. Billy has a place in Beverly Hills, a place in Houston, and he splits his time there. He's Texas. It's a little band from Texas, and he's actually got a wonderful new song. Wish I could play it for you right now, but if we have the capability of me being able to play the bumpers from this end, he's got a great song, and it's about the early days of NASCAR, and it's a duet with country star Ronnie Millsap. And it's all about how it all started years ago with the moonshine. I remember one of the old stock car drivers, Johnson, what's his last name? Of course, legendary driver for Ford and many other manufacturers, but he said to me, you know, he got his start running moonshine, because there was a time in this country, believe it or not, that alcohol was outlawed. It was a very, very brief time, you know, the Prohibition years, and people still managed to drink. They had kind of secret bars, and people made alcohol in stills, and then they moved it around in very fast cars, and they had police officers chasing after them, and that was the start of what became NASCAR. And so Billy and Ronnie Millsap have chronicled that in a great new song. We'll have to get it into the bumper rotation here on the show. If you'd like to talk anything about 2018, 2019, 2020 vehicles, I am ready, willing, and able to do that. What's the car I'm most excited about coming out here? And that's going to be the Shelby Mustang GT500. This is the most powerful Mustang, the most powerful Ford ever made, even more powerful than their $500,000 to $600,000 Ford GT with a proper V8 engine. The 5.2 liter, the Voodoo engine, except it's called the Predator in this particular guise. It's got a gigantuan supercharger on top, and it doesn't have a clutch. It doesn't have a traditional clutch. It has two pedals, and lots of people are saying boo to that, but that's the way Ferraris are sold, and that's the way Lamborghinis are sold, and Aston Martins, and Bugattis, and things like that. There are computers today that could shift faster than even the world's greatest racing car drivers of all time, milliseconds. So they have taken that same technology that they showcased in this generation, the 2017 Ford GT, which they're sold out of, and now are coming out with an additional 300, and who's going to get picked for one of those 300? Well, it's up for debate. Number one, you have to have $500,000 to $600,000. I can't believe, who would believe that 7,000 people applied for the first batch? Can you believe that there are 7,000 people out there with that kind of money to spend? And then Ford, they selected it based on a modern thing. Influencers. Which people with the money can we give the car to that's going to influence people through the social media? So there are a lot of people who should have got the car that didn't. Jay Leno got car number 13. Yeah, he should have got one. There's no doubt about that. This is Auto World. More rants and raves coming up on the other side. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the first coronavirus death in the United States, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said they are still investigating how he got the virus.
This individual was in the hospital out in Washington, and we do not know how he contracted the virus yet. And so that's why we and the state of Washington are deployed out there to try to trace who he had contact with and how he might have gotten the virus.
There are currently 71 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States.
and the first coronavirus death was yesterday. Secretary Azar feels the United States is doing everything they can.
The risk to average Americans remains low. We are working to keep it low. We will see more transmission of cases in the United States. We've got the finest public health system in the world here. This is what we do.
President Trump has also sought to reassure the country the risk to Americans remains low. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, he's on the tourney list, there's no question about it. Matt Stone is having too much fun. That's what he's known for, just having just a little too much fun. Maybe he's out signing these books, the new book, Hot Rod Empire, or any of the other great books that he's written. He wrote a wonderful book about Steve McQueen. Is really close friends with Chad McQueen, who I've interviewed and met a couple of times. That was Steve McQueen's son. Now, many younger folks like Mackenzie may not know who Steve McQueen is. Well, Steve McQueen was a kind of an iconic guy in the 60s. Even I was too young for it. And he's got the famous movie called Bullet, and it's chase scenes. And he also did a famous movie called Le Mans, which I hate to say, I've never seen. And that's awful for a car guy not to have seen that movie. That movie was done by Steve McQueen, and he did his own driving. It's like Paul Newman. That's another gentleman that Matt Stone has written a book about. And Paul Newman didn't become a race car driver until he was in his late 60s, and then did it well into his 70s, and was a real character, and liked to take cars and kind of put a really make sleepers. You know, he would get a kind of a boring Volvo, and then he would put like a racing Ford V8 engine in it. So he would be blowing off people in Corvettes and Porsches and everything else. But tremendous driver, tremendous driver. I remember David Letterman, who I've never had the pleasure of meeting in person. I've been to his show and his taping, but David Letterman tells the story of buying one of these hot rod Volvos, and he's on the phone, and David Letterman was intimidated. Paul Newman's on the phone asking if I want to buy a car, and he says, of course, I got to buy the car. Yeah, I want the car. And then Paul Newman says to David Letterman, do you want a puffer on it? And David Letterman says, I didn't know what in blazes he's talking about. What's a puffer? But I figured I'd better say, yeah, I'll have a puffer. And so the puffer was a supercharger. So David Letterman got one of these, and Jerry Seinfeld chronicled that on one of his Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee the first time around with going with when it was on Crackle. I guess now it's on Netflix, and I hope someday they put those on DVD. That would be a nice collection to have. But I started to tell you about the car I'm most excited about. If I had the money, I would like to own a Shelby GT500 Mustang, the new one. They tell me it's just spectacular, kind of bridging the gap between the Demon from FCA, which is the fastest straight-line car you'll ever be able to buy from the factory, and their own Shelby GT350R, which is kind of a race car for carving quarters and driving on the racetrack. This one reportedly splits the difference, and you'll be able to order the car if you prefer, taking your car to the track, which is a big deal for rich guys these days. There are tracks that have sprung up all over the country for people to take their really expensive cars and drive them. If they crash them, it's their fault. But there are so many cars being sold today that would have won races, literally. Would have won. You often do look at the modern American muscle cars right now. Look at what a wonderful time we have. We got the Ford GT with 440 horsepower. We got the Bullet Edition, named after Steve McQueen there, with 480 horsepower. Then we got the Shelby GT 350, both in regular and racing form, R form, and that's around 540 horsepower, normally aspirated. Has a very fancy crankshaft called a flat plane crank, and it makes this whoop, 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 whoop noise. It really, my friends at Motor Trend have told me it sounds incredible, especially in the canyon hills of California. And this is a kind of crankshaft that's put in Ferraris and Lamborghinis, hence that's why they have an unusual sound. I was sitting at a red light in here in the Orlando area of Florida, and a Lamborghini Murcielago went through. They had the green light. They just went right past me, and the guy was shifting his paddle shifters, and that had that same whoop, whoop, whoop. That's the same kind of thing you can get in the Shelby GT350. Now, they're not going to do that in the 500, but they are going to give us somewhere in the 700 to 800 horsepower. FCA has got the crown with the Demon at 840. Of course, we're not counting Bugattis, which cost multiple millions of dollars and put out 1,200 horsepower. If you've got $3 million, like boxer Floyd Mayweather, which I believe Floyd has three of them at last count, I think, maybe four. They got a new model. They'll have one of those soon. I know this female automotive journalist who I give her an awful lot of credit for getting to drive that top of the line Chiron, it's called, from Bugatti. They gave her the keys at Pebble Beach and said, drive it to Los Angeles. And here she is, just a journalist. And I give her a whole lot of credit. Someday we'll have her on the show. I'm going to keep her name a mystery to you for right now. But, okay, so we got the Mustangs covered, and then we look at the Camaro. The best, the hottest Camaro is ZL1. It has the same engine as the Corvette Z06, which is 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, either a manual gearbox, 6-speed, or a 10-speed automatic. The automatic is faster. It is not a dual clutch. It is a traditional automatic. It is faster shifting if you want the ultimate 0 to 60 machine. That vehicle does a great job on the track as well. Chevrolet made a limited run of Z28 Camaros, and the chief engineer for Camaro, Al Oppenheiser, who's a good friend of mine, really put his heart and soul into that vehicle. It was a previous generation Camaro. There are still some out there that are brand new on lots. I think it would have been the 2015 model year, maybe 2014 model year. They cost $75,000, but they got ceramic brakes. They got the largest tires on the front of the car that have ever been put on the front of a production car. So the thing will like dust Porsches on a racetrack. So if you're one of those rich fellows or ladies out there, or privileged, however you want to call it, or lucky, perhaps you're a professional athlete or musician, or perhaps you're a captain of industry, or you're a executive with one of these highfalutin companies, which pays the highfalutin paycheck, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. As you can tell, I can actually do talk radio, so I will actually put my word out that if there are any of our fine Genesis Communication Network stations that are looking for a local host, I wouldn't mind working for you. So keep it in mind. I can do. I filled in for some of the great names, including Kate Delaney, right here on this very same network. Of course, I've had some health problems in the last few years, but I'm on the other side of that. I'm only getting better. So my voice is a whole lot better in this hour of the broadcast than in previous hours. But if there's anybody out there looking, I'll be your PD. I'll be your afternoon guy. I'm really not a morning person, but I'll be your morning person. I'll come and I'll still do Auto World as well. So support your local radio station. Support the advertisers that you hear on your local radio station. Support the advertisers that you hear on this show, both locally and nationally. Support the advertisers on the GCN network, because radio, Queen had the song Radio Gaga. Of course, they, I think, nominated for some Oscars tonight, Bohemian Rhapsody. And, you know, that was about the dawn of MTV and the music video age, and radio kind of, there was another song called Radio Killed, Video Killed the Radio Star, was the first song played on MTV, a video, I should say, and in many ways, radio has been heard tremendously. That's not only because of, you know, now we have Sirius XM, we have got internet radio, we've got podcasts, we've got all kinds of choices out there. But just as we did in a previous hour of broadcast, tell you, beware of phony oil out there. Beware of phony authors and phony hosts of radio or TV shows that have nothing but the money to put it on, but they don't have anything to back it up. They don't have the skills. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the schooling. They don't have the learning. There you go. Telephone us right now, 855-660-4261. We'll throw out a trivia question on the other side. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that costs a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We're going to throw a trivia question. I have faith in my Auto World listeners. This is a tough question, but that Z28 Camaro, the Camaro went away for a number of years, came back, and they made a limited run of these Z28 Camaros. What engine was under the hood of that Z28? It began with the letter L, so I'm not going to give the other two letters. There's another letter, and there's a number. I know one of my listeners is going to get this. 855-660-4261. That's your telephone number, the gateway to Mackenzie, or you can email me up, bob@autoworldradio.com. Meanwhile, I'll continue to talk a little bit about the crate days that we're having here muscle car wise. So do you realize that a standard NASCAR, it puts out about 600 horsepower, and some tracks they use what they call a restrictor plate, and it even puts out less than that. So we're talking about cars here that you can buy off the showroom floor that are more powerful than the ones that they run at the Daytona 500 and all the other NASCAR tracks. I mean, a lot of people, you know, a lot of my friends are surprised that, you know, the government or insurance companies haven't caught on or haven't put an end to it. Well, it's just because these vehicles are able to produce huge power and also good mileage, which is something that never could happen years ago. So we've covered Ford with their high-performance variants. We've covered Chevrolet. Now let's go to FCA. So the Demon was the purpose-built quarter-mile car. It theoretically is the fastest car in the world, 0 to 60, fastest car in the world in the quarter mile. It's outlawed, actually, by the Hot Rod, National Hot Rod Association, because it's too fast. It's actually outlawed because it doesn't have a roll cage, but you have to put a roll cage in it if you're going to use it. And I imagine there are a number of them being used for that. I missed that press trip. I didn't get a chance to drive that. My friend Paul Eisenstein, who were here on the show, had the opportunity. I wish I got that one. Another one I missed too recently is their offerings for 2019-2020. And the latest, you know, everybody went crazy when they came out with the Hellcat, 707 horsepower, and either your Challenger SRT8 or your Charger SRT8, and now that minimum has gone up to, I believe, 747 horsepower. But they've created a special model called the Red Eye, and this one puts out 790 plus horsepower. So that's your most powerful car that you can buy right now, and it is a son of the Demon, and very tractable. People have told me that have driven this car that, you know, you could be 75 years old and use this car as a daily driver. You could go down to your local Walgreens or CVS, pick up your prescriptions and go off to the local grocery store and get your groceries, and you wouldn't even know that you were sitting on that kind of power. It's kind of like sitting on a rocket launcher, like a Saturn rocket booster from the 1960s, the kind of boosters that brought us to the moon. But it's a golden age. And electric cars, are they going to kill performance? No, they're not, because electric cars make a lot of torque, and you're going to see more and more of the integration of both gasoline engines and electric motors together. We see it in the Acura NSX right now, which has got two electric motors plus a high-performance V6 engine. You see it in the Ferrari LaFerrari, which had a very high-performance V8 engine with some electric technology. You saw it in the Porsche 97. What was it? The hybrid Porsche, the Speedster, the 918, electricity and gasoline in one vehicle, and huge. I mean, we're talking 1,000 horsepower. And so we are going to see, it's a different kind of horsepower, and if you're like me and kind of old-fashioned and like cars that run on gasoline, and you fill them up and you drive them like you did when your mom and dad were around or still are around today, nothing wrong with electric cars. I just don't think we're going to see a mass exodus of people abandoning gasoline and diesel-powered vehicles and hybrid vehicles for the electric, because it really doesn't pay off. It really doesn't for the premium. Tesla is a good company. They make a couple of great products. I can't speak for the crashes that they've had. I can't speak for build quality, which I've been told is not very good. I've never driven one. They don't treat the journalists very well, I can tell you that. But let's see. We're getting some guesses, and it looks like we have a winner already. And the winner comes in from New Hampshire, listening on our great affiliate station there in New Hampshire, WCCM, or perhaps the FM variant of that station. And it was the LS7 engine that was used in the short-lived Camaro Z28. That was the same engine that was used in the previous generation Corvette Z06. It's a 427 V8. That's what it is. It's a big block. It's a 7-liter 427 V8. And I never had an opportunity to drive a Z28, but I know that Al, the chief engineer, was so thrilled to beat up Porsche and beat up Nissan's GTR on tracks and beat up McLaren and beat up Lamborghini and Ferrari, because here's a car. It was still expensive, $75,000, but it's not a $1 million car. So what we can expect is more challengers. They're going to continue to make the Challenger as it is right now. We may see some sort of styling update in the next year or two, but I could see that car going on till 2025, because they're actually selling more than they did when they first came out, which is just remarkable. I like the new Mustang a lot. I call it the sexy Mustang, and I've owned a couple of Mustangs in my day, and neither one of my Mustangs were what I would call sexy, but this new one has got a lot of curves, and it's a lot more upscale than any Mustang that they've ever put on the road, especially when you get into the higher trim models and you get into the Shelby editions. There's some really cool stuff. I know the Shelby GT500 will have an adjustable exhaust. You can flip a toggle switch and make it quiet, so you can, you know, drive in your cul-de-sac and your neighbors won't get upset and just putt into your driveway or garage. Or you can drive it in sport, or you can drive it in race, and the thing comes alive. It's not unlike Jaguar, which has, in my opinion, my favorite exhaust note of any car currently for sale is the Jaguar F-Type R and its higher performance variant, the SVR, with 25 more horsepower, 575 to be exact. But this thing hoots and hollers, and, you know, it will make any person, an arrested adolescent. I have one automotive radio host friend of mine. He says, oh, it's too loud. It's not too loud. It just is a hoot. You know, I would love one of those cars. I hope I am lucky enough to score a big job or win the lottery. I would take good care of all the people I owe a lot to, number one, and take good care of my family, but I would treat myself to a few vehicles, and that might be just one that I would have on that list. What's going to happen with the Corvette? That's the big question. I got the new King of the Hill. That's your most powerful GM product right now, the ZR1. I forget. I think it's 740, the horsepower. 740, 750. But still, that red-eye FCA product, Challenger, beats it with 790. Could they have made it 800? I think they could have. Why didn't they do it? That's the question. But that's an amazing vehicle. Just drive it with the traction control on. There was an accident with that car with the now president of General Motors, and he was the pace car at the Detroit Grand Prix, and someone had switched the traction control and all the electronic things that keep normal people who are not professional race car drivers from getting in over their head, and he didn't know that those symptoms were turned off, and guess what? He put his foot into it and he put the thing into the wall, because you got to be careful. You got to know how to drive. You got to go to the Bob Bondurant School of High Performance Driving or the Skip Barber School of High Performance Driving and get some lessons if you're going to own one of those cars and take it on the track and take that traction control off. You keep the traction control on, as some of my journalist friends will call them, the nannies, the electronic nannies. If you take those electronic nannies off, lots of cars can become a handful, even minivans, believe it or not. I mean, there are minivans faster today than some race cars from the 1960s. And all those folks who spent all the big money buying the old muscle cars from the 60s and 70s, yeah, they look cool, but the problem is they don't brake very well, they don't handle very well, and they are dusted completely, 0 to 60, 0 to 100, top speed in every way else by what you can buy right now. So I thank you very much. Thanks to producer Mackenzie. We'll get Matt Stone with us for another week for a real cool story of a Hot Rod Empire all about Robert E. Peterson. But that's going to do it for this edition of Auto World. Again, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.